Welcome back to another episode of the Daily Unicorn Mini Podcast. My name is Jordan Syatt, and I'm wicked excited for this episode because I just spoke with an amazing woman. Her name is Diana, an Inner Circle member all the way from the UK. And we spoke about a lot, but specifically how to transfer from fat loss into maintenance. And the most valuable part, in my opinion, what I'm really excited for you to hear is how to transfer from fat loss to maintenance, and specifically how to get rid of any anxieties or worries about making that transition and losing all your progress. Because you're not going to lose all your progress. You just need to understand exactly how to transfer from fat loss to maintenance so you can still continue to lose fat, so you don't put on a ton of weight, so you can get stronger and get more defined while you're transferring from fat loss to maintenance, and understanding how to go back and forth so you don't lose your progress, so that you can keep moving forward and enjoying how you look and how you perform and how you feel. All of that tied into one in this really quick episode. I hope you enjoy it. Any questions or comments, let me know. I'll talk to you soon.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Oh, look who it is. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm in the Verizon store and they are ignoring me, so I don't appreciate it. So we're going to do a mini podcast right now because you're being so generous with your time. How are you? How's your weekend?
Yeah, pretty good. Sunny weather over here in the UK, so I'm just enjoying that. Just, yeah, nice.
Awesome. Wait, is it sunny actually? Are you lying?
Yeah, it's actually sunny. We're seeing like 27, 29 degrees here. It's ridiculous. It's like boiling hot. Yeah.
I'm incredibly jealous.
Is it not hot over there?
No, actually, it's freezing cold and pouring rain. So you gave us your weather, you inconsiderate jerk.
Well, let us get 2 weeks out of the year at least, okay?
All right, fine. Thanks. You'll get that. So listen, I want to make this relatively fast because I know it's late where you are, and I just want to make sure that you're set. And also thank you for doing this on a podcast because I know other people are going to have the same question and concern. So why don't you just do me a favor and tell me what you're worried about, what you're concerned about, or even just what you want to be straight and clear on, and we'll go from there.
Cool. So I'll keep it short, but I'll give you a little bit of a background here. So ever since I joined the Inner Circle in November, November, I've been in a deficit, basically. And I've been seeing a lot of physical results, and it's been amazing. Like, I feel really good. But until about ago, I found it really difficult to stick to my daily calories, and I started going over little by little every single day. So I took the decision to go into maintenance calories for about 10 days or so, just to like take a break and relax and just do my thing. And during those 10 days, I just felt myself feeling so much better, and I was so much stronger in the gym, and I could actually add more weight to my deadlifts and everything. And I felt better than I did when I was in deficit. But I basically gave myself 10 days. So once I came back from my holiday, I'd go straight back into it and going back into a deficit. I lasted 2 days and then I kind of like went all over the place. So for the last 4 or 5 days, I've kind of been a little bit off track. And what set me off was basically on Wednesday, I went in for my deadlift session. I just felt so much weaker, and I started to question, should I just stay in maintenance for a while, or should I continue with the deficit? Because right now it feels like I'm choosing between fat loss and my like strength goals that I'm like trying to achieve, and I just don't know what to do right now because I've always been in a deficit. That's all I know. I've never been in maintenance, so I don't know if it's the right thing for me to do right now.
Totally understand. And so first of all, this is an amazing question, a really common concern, because a lot of people when they first start, they go into a deficit because like they want to lose fat. Like that's most people want to lose fat. And then it's funny because you're right now going through what is like people hear about all the time, but they don't really get it until they get to your position, which is people always hear that fat loss is the easy part, maintenance or something is the harder part. And it's not because maintenance is actually more difficult. It's because it's the mind fuck of being like, oh my God, am I going to ruin all my progress or lose all my progress because I'm in maintenance?
Yeah.
And so here's the amazing thing. So from November until now, and now it's almost June. So in this, it's about 6 months, How have you been really happy with your progress in terms of like physically and mentally?
Yeah, 100%. Like, for real, this is legit the first time in my life that I feel confident, and I look in the mirror and I'm like, fuck yes, you know, so I feel really, really good.
That's okay. So that in and of itself is a huge win. That's like remarkably, remarkably huge. And congrats, because I know you work insanely hard and you're wicked busy. I know you have a son and you work a ton. Like, trust, I know, like, it's not easy to do what you've done. So, like, huge congrats on that. And now we're going to move into phase two. So phase two is essentially where, like, okay, cool. Let me ask you this. What is maintenance? Like, what is the point of maintenance? Like, what does it do?
Well, just so I can at least stay at the level I'm at right now physically, but just allows me to eat more and like maybe get stronger in the gym.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. And now let me ask you this. Are you mostly concerned because you feel like upping your calories is going to prevent you from continuing to lose fat?
Yeah.
Got it. So we know the concern. The concern is increasing your calories is going to keep you from losing fat and you're not going to look the way you want to look. Yeah. The good news is that, like, I guarantee you, if someone in the inner circle, someone else said, like, hey, Diana, like, I'm concerned because I've lost a bunch of fat and I'm loving all my progress, but I'm concerned about going to maintenance because I don't want to stop making progress. You would probably say something to the effect of, calm the fuck down. Of course you're not going to lose your progress. Like, you're going to get stronger. You're going to add more muscle. You're going to give yourself a much needed diet break from being in a deficit. And you're going to just feel better so that when you decide to go back into a deficit, you have more motivation and you're ready to crush it again. I think even if you hadn't made a ton of progress by this point, even if like all of the amazing progress you've made hadn't happened, just the fact that you've had more trouble sticking to a deficit tells me it's a good time to go into maintenance and take a diet break for no other reason than, hey, you need like that mindset break, that like just, hey, let me get away from it for a bit and have here. So here's the sum and substance of it. I feel like more than anything, you knew all of this. It was almost like you just needed some like assurance and knowing, like, hey, it's okay to go to maintenance. And not only is it okay, I think you're going to see better results for it. You're going to feel stronger in the gym. You're going to build more muscle. You're going to get more defined. And there's going to come a time, whether it's in 4 weeks or 3 months or 6 months, where you're like, hey, I'm ready to go back into a deficit. And then you're going to go. And you're going to be there because you want to be there, not because you feel like you need to, which is a really important difference.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at right now. I feel like I have to be in a deficit to continue to see any progress at all, basically. But I guess that might not be the case then.
Well, you know, because if someone else asked you, hey, I feel like I need to be in a deficit, like, what do you think? You'd be like, go fuck yourself. Of course you don't. Like, you know you don't. And no. not to mention, like, progress comes in so many different ways, right? Like, there's fat loss progress, but there's also like strength progress. You just said you felt like you were hurting your deficit. So going into maintenance, like, maybe changing your goals from, okay, so instead of trying to drop my body fat, I'm going to try and hit like a 2x body weight deadlift over this time period or whatever it is. Yeah. So focus, allow your goals to dictate your plan of action, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because I think earlier this year, I did change my goals to have more strength goals rather than physique goals. And right now, I just feel like I'm not progressing on those. And I feel like the deficit is holding me back.
Well, then, Diana, I think that you have spelled out exactly what you need to do.
But how long should I stay in the maintenance phase, though?
I would say this. I would give yourself, instead of a maximum time frame, I'd give yourself a minimum time frame. Because as of right now, your biggest mental struggle is going to be wanting to go back into the deficit because you feel like you're not making progress. So I would say, why don't you do 60 days in maintenance?
Wow. Okay, sure.
Or how about this? Well, listen, I mean, realistically, how much progress would you expect to make in 30 days? That's literally 1 month of training that's one program in the inner circle, right?
Yeah,
that's
like hysterical.
So what if you did 60 days, 2 full programs? And when you put it like that, it's really not even that long.
People are
just screaming. you just do 2 full programs in the inner circle. So like basically whatever, like I think this month was Mischief Managed, right?
Yeah.
So next month, which by the way, is going to be way more strength focused because we've had a lot of like metabolic work stuff. So we're going to go in, going to be a little bit more strength focused, less metabolic. So the next 2 months, the next 60 days, the next two programs are going to really focus on exactly what you want. Mm. And it's like, then we're going to like, I want you to measure what you're doing for deadlifts, or like, what's your main strength goals? Deadlift, squats, chin-ups, push-ups. What are you really focusing on?
100% deadlift is my number one, and then pull-ups as well, and bench.
Perfect. So let's do this. So we're going to use those as your markers. Deadlifts right now, pull-ups right now, and bench press right now. Okay. So you're going to see what you're doing for around between 3 to 5 reps for your top set. Mm. And then you're going to do that again in 2 months, and we're going to measure your progress. And like, that's going to be our, I literally want you to write down today, take a screenshot of what like you're doing for deadlifts, pull-ups, and bench press for anywhere between 3 to 5 reps now. And we're going to check in 2 months.
Okay, cool. That sounds awesome.
Does this help you a little bit more, like give you more confidence in yourself and comfort in the plan?
Yeah, 100%. I just needed a confirmation, because it feels like everyone keeps telling me like, okay, just stay in the deficit. And I'm somewhere inside, I just felt, I don't know. Like, because now it just feels like I need to rather than something that I want to do. And it just doesn't align with my goals right now. So yeah, it sounds like a good idea, actually.
Well, I'm stoked, because thank you for reaching out and asking, because like, this is what we need. We all need some accountability and support, number one.
Yeah.
Number two is, you knew in your heart that wasn't the right move. Mm. So I'm glad that you listened to it and didn't listen to them. And here's a good point to end on. You know now how to lose fat,
yeah,
right? Like, you know, it is not a mystery to you anymore. You know what you need to do, and you know how to do it, right?
Yeah.
So let's say during maintenance, let's say you put on 2 pounds of fat during maintenance, just because like maybe some random off days, whatever, like worst comes to worst, at the end of these 60 days, what do you do?
Okay, that kind of makes me panic a little bit.
No, but that's the exact opposite. Let's say you put on 2 pounds of fat. What happens at the end of 60 days?
I just go back into a deficit.
You go back into a deficit. That's it.
Yeah.
That is the power of knowing what to do. Most people, they struggle with, well, I feel like maybe I'm eating the wrong foods, or I feel like my like blood type isn't this, or I feel like I'm following the wrong diet or whatever. It's like, no, you know, you got to be in a deficit and strength. You know that. You've done it. So worst comes to worst, let's say you add 2 pounds of fat, you take it off. That's the whole, this whole process is you go through phases of gaining and losing and gaining and losing and gaining and losing, so that eventually the net is the lowest possible body fat with the highest possible muscle. This maintenance phase, I'm going to preface this by, this maintenance phase, the scale will go up, right? You have more muscle glycogen, you have more food in your stomach, the scale will go up. That doesn't mean you're gaining fat. And even if you do gain a little bit of fat, it's going to come off really fast, because you know what to do. And that's why I gave you the minimum time commitment as opposed to a maximum, because the minimum time frame is like, when you feel like, oh shit, I'm like losing all my progress, I'm gaining fat, whatever, you have to stick with it. You have to cross those days out with a red marker, and you have to stick with it, because if you quit too soon, in a week, in 2 weeks, in 30 days, you're not going to give yourself enough time to see your progress, and you're going to be in the perpetual deficit mindset. You have to be comfortable getting out of it.
Yeah, I think that's what I struggle with, because just hearing that just kind of gives me a little bit of anxiety, because knowing that the scale is going to go up is, I'm not comfortable with that, but I'm just going to have to break through that.
Yeah, and when the scale does go up, I want you to look at the scale and flip it off and take a picture of it and post in the inner circle of you flipping the scale off and being like, Jordan told me this was going to happen. I knew this was going to happen, and it's not a big deal. I'm serious. I literally want to see those posts.
Okay, cool. I will.
You got it?
Yep, got it.
Do you feel more confident and comfortable going into this?
Yes, I do.
Now, do you feel a little bit of anxiety?
Yes, I do.
Have you felt anxiety before with things that you've then overcome and been really proud of yourself?
Yeah.
That's exactly right, because you're a fucking boss.
Of course.
You never, every time you're about to get better and do something better and more amazing, you're going to be anxious, and that's okay. Everybody feels like, I feel anxious doing certain things, but I always know that if I'm feeling anxious about something, odds are I'm about to break through a major wall, and that will push me to be better and do better. So I'm excited, and I want you 100% 60 days stick with this, because I guarantee you, if you stick with this at the end of 60 days, you're going to be proud of yourself that you did. And if you don't, you'll be disappointed that you didn't.
Yeah, no, you got a point, actually.
Me? Get out of here.
That's never happened before.
Get out of here. Listen, I want to make sure, like, Do you have any questions going forward? Do you feel confident in this plan?
Yes, I do. I'm going to give it a shot. That's the least I can do.
That's the least you can do for 60 days.
Yeah.
And I want you to post in your circle about what you're going to do and like tell people like, hey, this is what I was doing. This is what my heart told me. This is like how, like, this is what we spoke about, and this is what I'm going to do going forward. And you, like, you're going to get a ton of support in there, and that's going to help you keep accountable. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Awesome. Fuck it. Yeah. I'm going to do that.
Fuck it. I'm going to do it. I love you. I'm incredibly impressed by you through and through, and I cannot wait to see your progress with this.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it as well.
All right. Keep me posted, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
All right. I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you. Bye.
And that concludes this episode of the Daily Unicorn Mini Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I sincerely appreciate your support, really, from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much. If you have any questions or comments, please let me know, jordan@sciatfitness.com. And if you've been thinking about joining the Inner Circle, but you haven't pulled the trigger yet, it is basically where I will lay out everything you need to lose fat, to get stronger, build muscle, and or just build a better relationship with food and health and fitness. Doesn't matter if you're just starting out or a veteran level lifter, it's going to give you your strength training workouts, your metabolic conditioning workouts, your nutrition programs, calories, macronutrients, everything, and access to our members only accountability forum where I do weekly live Q&As. Everything you need is there. It's not for everybody. Not everybody's going to like it. But I guarantee you, if you go in and you try it for 30 days, you're going to see very quickly why it's so valuable. And it just might be what you need to take that next step and really see progress moving forward. So any questions on that, jordan@sciatfitness.com. And I'll talk to you soon.